Welcome to the Disney View Podcast. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer. He's a one-time cast member, and he's been to Disney World literally hundreds of times. Listen in as he talks about one of his favorite things, the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, and occasionally beyond the Orlando theme park. And now, here's your host.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. On today's show, I'm going to take you in the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom and give you some insights into what that is. I have never done it before, so I'm going to find out as well. So let's head over to the Main Street area, right there by where the firehouse used to be, and we'll get clued in on what it is and follow me around on my adventure. Okay, I was a little curious about what Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom was all about. So to provide a little context, I found this interview that Rick Briganti, who runs Inside the Magic, did with Jonathan Ackley, who's the Imagineer behind the story. So please do check out Rick Briganti's work over at InsideTheMagic.net. This is actually from Rick, and I just wanted to share it with you so you have some context around what the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is all about.
I wanted to learn even more about what it took to create Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, and there was no better person to speak to than Walt Disney Imagineer Jonathan Ackley. He's the project producer and creative director at Walt Disney Imagineering for Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. He has worked on a number of interactive games that you would certainly be familiar with over in the parks and even beyond. And, you know, there really was not a better person to speak to about not only what Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is, but also what was put into creating it and what the future of the game is as well. So I do want to welcome him to the show right now. Jonathan, before we get started in talking about your latest Disney project, Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, can you tell me a little bit about your own background in game design?
Sure. Pretty much right from the start, I worked at LucasArts as a programmer, a producer, and a game designer. So I worked on a number of the classic LucasArts adventure games for maybe 7 or 8 years, as well as other sort of minor game companies. But then following that, I worked at LEGO Mindstorms, working on the robotics software for their LEGO Mindstorms robotics kit. And then I was in the Walt Disney Imagineering Research and Development for several years, working on interactive television, designing, programming, and producing those. Got heavily into mobile, worked with the Disney Corporate New Business Development to found the two Disney-themed cell phone services, which was a project that was a lot of fun. And sort of through my experiments in mobile, came up with the Kim Possible World Showcase Adventure just as a prototype to sort of try and, provide some new media guidance to the company on how they might use mobile in the park. And that prototype proved so successful that it was decided to be productized. So from there, I became a producer of theme park attractions, doing Kim Possible, partnering with another producer on that one. And then also headed up the design for the Leonardo Challenge at Tokyo Disney Sea, and was concept designer for the Midship Detective Agency, and now Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
Excellent.
Producer and creative director on that one.
Perfect. Before we get into that, I must say that those LucasArts games, the point-and-click adventures, some of my favorite video games of all time, so great job there. For Sorcerers...
Did you play Curse of Monkey Island?
Yes, I have Monkey Island, Sam & Max, Day of the Tentacle, all those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was the designer and co-producer on Curse of Monkey Island.
Excellent. Well, definitely a job well done there. But, of course, we're here today to talk about Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. How do you describe that game to somebody who's never even heard of Sorcerers?
I would call it a trading card role-playing game come to life, is what I would call it. Sort of taking those things that people love from the trading card games or from online role-playing games, and bringing it out into the real world and really making use of the great Disney placemaking. That's really where no other company can really compete. You know, we have these tremendous, sets for the movie stories. Traditionally, when Walt came up with his idea for Disneyland, his idea was that he would allow our guests to enter the world of his movies. And clearly that was a good idea. It's very popular. But mostly you sort of traveled through the world of the movie. And so what we're doing with what we call these immersive experiences is we're making the guest the main character in the Disney story. So it's classic Disney storytelling, but we're sort of changing the role of the guest to be the main character instead of somebody, say, passing through the world.
Right. So specifically with Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, the gameplay style is really more Midship Detective Agency than it is Kim Possible World Showcase Adventure, right?
They're related. I actually pitched the idea for Midship Detective Agency after we started work on Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
But technologically, they are very dissimilar. Just very dissimilar. They have different goals. I would say that Midship Detective Agency is pretty much a classic adventure game,
mm-hmm.
which is really more about discovery and exploration, whereas Sorcerers of Magic Kingdom has many different mechanics going on. We've got a role-playing mechanic because your character grows and becomes more strong. We have the trading card mechanic, meaning that you can gather more spells and trade them with other guests in the park, which is a really fun sort of side effect of the game, is mm-hmm. sort of the social aspect that we're seeing emerge and sort of the culture of trading and sharing at the various locations, which is really very cool to see. And I think we can deeper in the storytelling structure because although there is one major overarching story, you have to go through many different stories before you sort of get to the end.
Right.
So there's just a lot of depth in Sorcerers.
Well, you mentioned you pitched Midship after Sorcerers. How long was Sorcerers in development, and sort of what was that catalyst for that idea?
You know, I sort of was hit by lightning 4 years ago as I was sitting at my desk, and I was looking at different gameplay mechanics. And then we came up with a rough concept, and then a partner of mine, Chris Purvis, took it, and he was in R&D at that point, and I had moved out of R&D. And so he and his team put together a technology mock-up, which was very compelling, and sort of proved the case that it was, in fact, possible. And then from there, we did our technical due diligence, and then we did our detailed design document. And then we moved into concept and feasibility. And then, once you get out of that and you have all your plans, then you actually move into production and start installing it. So 4 years from me sitting at the desk to it being expressed fully in the park like it is now.
How does that compare to like a ride development time? You know, how much manpower and imagination went into this versus designing a different sort of attraction for a theme park?
Well, I can't speak to ride development because I've never done a ride.
Okay.
But I would say that we've got a cast of at least hundreds working on it. It's probably a very different development cycle, which mm-hmm. is not to say that even though, this is not a giant e-ticket, that there wasn't a tremendous amount of intellectual effort put into it by the team. For one thing, it's never been done before. And you can draw some comparisons between this and Midship or between this and Kim Possible, but there's so much about this which is brand new, which is sort of the fun. It takes great effort to produce art of quality at any level. So, I certainly wouldn't say this takes, more creativity or more effort
sure.
than to create, a dark ride. But it probably, in just the planning stages, is probably equivalent. But obviously, we're not we're not putting buildings in the ground. So
right. Well, interactivity seems to be kind of an ongoing recurring theme at Disney's theme parks. Has guest feedback told you that visitors are looking for a more active role when going to the parks rather than just sitting on a ride and, you know, watching, or in a theater watching a passive experience?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the passive experience. And you know, one of the things that I think we want to make clear is that we're still building those classic experiences.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great examples coming up in the new Fantasyland, which are just going to be fantastic. But I think that, you know, there are people like me out there who, ever since I was a 7-year-old kid, have wondered why I couldn't shoot back at the pirates in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
Who do want to engage. And so I think we're now serving perhaps what previously had been an unserved constituency, but we are putting the focus on technology and interactivity because that's what I'm interested in. But there's also some great classic attractions coming out soon, and so I think it's a balance, and I think one of the great things about Disney is that we are willing to innovate and try risky projects, and then not just try them, but go ahead and put the resources needed to make them a success. And I really consider Sorcerers a success because of the willingness to take the risks and say, "Wow, really? You're going to do an experience in a theme park where, you know, it takes 3.5 to 4 hours to finish?
Yeah,
really." It's a grand experiment, and so far those experiments have been pretty enthusiastically accepted by the guests who love them.
And again, thanks to Rick Briganti over at InsideTheMagic.net. He did this interview with Jonathan Ackley, and I just wanted to share it with you so you'd have a feeling for what the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is really all about. There are a bunch of people in line waiting to do the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, and it is actually in the old fire station that you sign up, the old firehouse. And at one point it was an actual firehouse that they used to run the fire trucks out of. But then at some point, back in about 92 or 93, it became a retail outlet, and it was part of the Emporium. Because I remember, because I was the control stock person for it, I set it up, I did all the work in it, and I was the person who managed this particular location. So kind of funny that to see it in this incarnation now, because it looks a lot different than it used to.
Have you played before?
Nope, first time.
There you go. And I'm going to take you right over here so
okay.
I can show you how to play.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, so you have to defeat 9 villains because you're trying to take over Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
The first thing you need to do is play your ticker.
Okay.
And you're going to put a flat right over there by the lock. So
all right. Oh. Like a key? Or look this way?
You always have to start in the circle of power, right where you are.
Okay.
Welcome to your training session, sorcerer.
Cool.
Pretend I'm a dreadful underworld beast. A real attack will drain your magic powers. If you have too little magic, the portal will close. Now take one of your
spell cards.
This is
going to be your spell card, and whenever he goes, you just cast that spell.
Okay.
You're going to pick any card you want, and you're going to hold it up in front of the
screen. Oh, okay. All right.
In front of the screen.
Oh, in front of the screen. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you just like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Now, of course, it may take a few spells to defeat a real villain. You got me. Now, the Lord of the Dead wants to rule the Magic Kingdom, and we've got to stop him.
And then at the end, he's going to show you where you have to go next. So
okay.
He's going to show you the land and the
Fantasyland.
Okay.
You have
to go to Fantasyland. You have to go to the truck, which is right over here.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. This should be interesting. So it is really a portal. You open it up, and it's a video display screen. And actually, the way they set it up, they have literally, I think it's hundreds of hours of video that they've created of new animations, so that they have those ready to display while you're going through the Magic Kingdom and playing this. And as I understand it, you go through for a while, and after at some point you can get new cards. Though I guess you can't get new cards the same day. You have to get them. You can only get the 5 cards, I think it is, your first day. And then after that, you can get more cards when you go back. So it kind of grows from there. It's really kind of interesting. This is very clever. If you ask me, this is really very, very clever. So they'll give you new cards every so often to keep going. If you defeat everybody, but you can only get 5 new cards a day when you come in to actually play. Or I guess it's 4 new cards a day when you come in to play. This is kind of a clever little thing, and they're all over the Magic Kingdom. They're everywhere. Let me try it. They're in some of the windows of stores. They're in different activities and events. Interesting. Different attractions. So let's wander back there and give it a look. Okay, sorcerers. Greetings, sorcerer. These maps will help you find all the mystic portals. I created these portals to sense the misdeeds of villains and defeat the evildoers. On your maps, you will see magic symbols. That is where you will find my portals. When you are at a portal and a magic symbol appears, find that symbol on the maps. You must immediately travel to that portal. Once you find and open a mystic portal, stand on the circle of power and then defend the realm. That's all there is for now. Good luck. I'll meet up with you later. Merlin. Let's see, and there was a couple of other things in here that might be helpful. Let's see, what else? Let's see, so they're on Main Street. They're in Frontierland, Adventureland, and Fantasyland. Fantasyland says, there is no realm more enchanted than this. From the beautiful castles to the quaint villages nearby, magic is everywhere in Fantasyland. But don't let the majestic splendor of this realm distract you. Stay vigilant, sorcerer. This is the heart of the Magic Kingdom. It must be guarded. Okay. Main Street says, this is the gateway to the Magic Kingdom, full of the hustle and bustle of people moving this way and that. I find it highly invigorating. That's why I built my secret hideout here, you see. All the better to protect Main Street, and protect it you must. And then Adventureland, prepare to face the unknown, sorcerer. Adventureland is a place of mystery. Why even my most powerful magic cannot reveal its many secrets? Keep your wits about you. Who knows what hides within the jungles? And then Liberty Square. These rugged, rustic lands. Liberty Square is alive with revolutionary ideas while the pioneers of Frontierland build a new nation out of wild territory. Of course, things can get a bit rough and tumble around here. Keep on the lookout for troublemakers. Okay, so it's good to know. I got that. Let's see what spells I have. I have Maurice's Wood Chopper. I have Pinocchio's Sawdust Blast. I have Caballero Donald's Pinata, Mowgli's Swingin' Vine, and Thumper's Mighty Thump. And then I have the key. Okay, so that's what I have to use. I have to use one of those or more of those to actually get it started. So we'll go on.
That way or around?
So the first stop in the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is the Frog location, which is actually right up here. It should be right in this section right here somewhere. If I'm not mistaken, this would be it. There's other people using it right now, so I'll have to wait a minute. But I believe this would be it right here. Now, what's really cool about this is when you walk up to it, you would not know that there's a show there, that there's a movie that's going to show there. Oh, my God, that's so cool the way they do that. Because you actually wouldn't know. It's not a... Wow, that's cool.
Oh, hello! You see what I mean? You are at the wrong portal. You need to go to this one, yeah!
Isn't that where I went? Oh, okay. I went to the wrong portal. Okay, I went to the portal next to it.
No, we've been following Ursula's magic, so that can't be our end. It's a trick.
Oh, it must be this one. Oops.
What? Oh,
my.
Hello.
Then I need you to help me expose any charade by using the sorcerer's crest.
Quickly. It's the symbol power of the back of those spells.
Guess you played this before?
6 times.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, it's Ursula.
What are you doing?
Give me your hand, please. I'm just a helpless little mermaid.
What could you possibly have to fear from
little old me? You said a fast forward card.
get to what you want, right?
Oh, I'm just warming up, honey. It's sink or swim time.
Oh, that was close.
Great work, sorcerer. Since it appears I must attend to this little flooding problem, I need you to come up there.
Okay, where? Yes, doctor.
We need to go here and catch up to Ursula before it's too late.
So I guess there's some cool catching on that goes here. People are enjoying this in some way, which is really pretty cool. Am I at the right portal this time?
Humans, they think they know everything.
What? I'm in the wrong place?
Hello! You see what I mean? You are at the wrong portal.
I am?
You need to go to this one here.
Oh, okay. I'm at the wrong portal? Huh. Okay. Is this the right portal? Oh, I'm at the right portal now. What do you know?
Oh, you startled me, sorcerer. Water levels here are rising rather suspiciously, and Hades' minions seem to be everywhere. Sebastian will fill you in on your mission.
Jumping jellyfish! How do I get myself into these situations? Don't sneak up on me like that! Oh! I knew it had to be Ursula come back again. Look! She's gonna be troubled!
Sir, I'm asking you, sir, what is the wicked Ursula doing here in the River of Souls when she could be leading my invasion of the Magic Kingdom? You capture that woman and the Crystal of the Magic Kingdom for me, and I'll let you stay up there.
Who's the fun in capturing anything if you don't get to rule over the poor, unfortunate souls you swam over in the process? Besides, our hot-headed friend's much too busy to realize I've double-crossed him until it's too late.
Tear down the seawall, boys!
Oh,
Ariel! She's gonna flood the whole place!
Sebastian's right, sorcerer. The entire land will be submerged. You've got to stop Ursula and make sure she doesn't get her hands on the Crystal of the Magic Kingdom. You must find this location next. Use your sorcerer's key again to access the portal,
the
and
crown.
Then Sebastian will help you figure out what to do from there.
Okay, the one with the crown, that was the one I was at before. That was the one right next to it. Okay. I'll go back to that one again. So I'm trying to figure out how they do this. Is this with an RFID? Is that how they do it? Is that how they keep track of everybody that's in here? This is cool. This is very clever.
Sebastian, over by the shipwreck. I thought I saw Ursula, but how can that be?
Oh, no! Ursula has already broken through the seawall!
Try Maurice's woodcutter here. Daw! Looks like we knocked out Flotsam and Jetsam. Ursula's minions.
You did it!
Yay.
There still may be time to stop the sea witch and the rising ocean.
Okay.
All right, my friend. This is what we need to go next.
And next is to the star, which is the next one. That's the one I went to the first time that I was wrong about. So I'm going to go over there and see what it does. This is very cute and clever. this one right here. Just inside here. All right, there we go. I walked right by it. That was funny.
Soon, the water and the sea witch's dark magic will spill out and swallow the land!
Uh oh.
What? Oh my. Oh.
Look out, it's a trick.
Then I need you to help me expose any Sherlock by using the Sorcerer's Crest.
Sorcerer's Crest.
It's the doom bar on the back of your spell card.
Oh, okay. This one?
What are you doing? Give me your hand, please.
What could you possibly have to fear from little old me? Oh, I'm just warming up, honey. It's sink or swim time.
That was close.
Great work, sorcerer. Since it appears I must attend to this little flooding problem, I need you to go after Ursula.
Over there. Okay, I got it. Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. It's this new interactive game they've got.
English.
Oh, sorry. New game. All right. Well, that was cool. So now I need to find the one that's the it's at this side of the castle. So it'll be over here. Let's find this one a minute.
This one's off.
Oh, can't get to it now?
Tonight.
Okay.
If you want to go around into Liberty Square and talk to the people by the Christmas shop,
yep,
they will redirect you for the night.
Okay, thank you. All right, so closed off for the night. Okay. That's interesting. All right, so maybe I'll just stop there. It's very clever and very cute, and eventually you defeat the evildoers. And you wind up winning and doing something kind of cool. It's very clever. It's the way they've set this up, and they've got the videos and everything going on. In fact, I wanted to take a picture of that one, the portal, when it's not on, because it really is pretty cool that it looks like that. Whoops. So let's go over here for a second. I just took a picture of it. You wouldn't know that the portal looks like that. That's the portal. That's really cool. Really, really clever. Okay, so they'll have to redirect me to get me somewhere else. Okay, the one thing I'll say about the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, it's a fun way to interact and, you know, play around a little bit and do something different that you wouldn't otherwise do. But there's really no thought involved in it as far as I can tell. It's just, you know, walk up to it, put your key card there, and, you know, bing, there you go, that's done. Which is fine, but it just seems like it should be something a little bit more, maybe. A little more interactive. Now, this is good for kids, I'll agree. So I can't complain too much about it because it actually does make it a little more interactive. But I'll tell you, looking for hidden Mickeys is a lot more fun. And that reminds me, you can download my iPhone app anytime from iTunes. If you go to disneypodcast.net/hidden-mickey, you can find a link to it there. But it's a lot more fun and interactive because it takes a little skill and thought to actually find them sometimes because it's a little more complicated than that. And also, some of the fun of it is being interactive and looking for other hidden Mickeys that you want to add to the list. So you find something that's not on there already, and you can take a picture of it and upload it, which is kind of cool. Even if you don't have an iPhone, you can take a picture of it and add it to the site. And if you go to that same site, the disneypodcast.net/hidden-mickey, there's a mobile version of the site that you can use to actually look at it and play around with it a little bit. So I need to make a few modifications to it, but generally speaking, it works pretty well. And you'll get to where you want to go and have a little fun. And that is my podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, if we can dream it, we really can do it.
Thank you for taking a ride with us on the Dave's Disney View podcast. Show notes, more information about this podcast, and about other great podcasts on the web, can be found at DisneyPodcast.net. Also, you'll find some links to Dave's iPhone applications. See and share hidden Mickeys or organize your pins when you go pin trading. Our thanks go to Craig, also known as Sounda Music. Craig produced the original music you hear in this podcast. You can find Craig's work at ReverbNation.com/SoundA. Also, our thanks go to Doug at GeekAcres.net for his continued contributions to the show. Now, please gather your personal belongings and watch your head and step as you exit. Show number 103.